There's a video on YouTube that has gone viral, and it has a lot of people very worried about what it means for their privacy and security. And if you watch it, you'll probably agree. It sounds pretty scary. Today, I'm going to talk about that video and why I'm not worried.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hello once again, and thanks for joining me today. I really hope you're going to find some value by being here. This is the Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and I've been doing this podcast every Monday morning since August of 2012. So you're listening to episode number 83. During the day, I work mostly from my home office here in Florida, although I do go on site with clients sometimes when it's necessary. And by remote access, I work with clients all over the country. And I've been doing this since 1999. If you have a problem with your computer, give me a call at 727-254-9078, or you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And today's computer tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/083. So let's get started. Sometimes it's good to be concerned. Being concerned is different from being worried. I think of being worried as just being all stressed out about something that you really can't do anything about. You just get all worked up and there's no action you can take. To me, that's just totally useless. Being concerned is a different thing. If you see a situation, or if you're even directly involved in a situation, and you might see some warning signs or potential red flags going up, at that point, you take the standard precautions that'll keep you safe, and then you just get on with your life. Well, you know, once you've done everything you can, then there's no point in wasting any more time or effort on it. Okay, so what does all this have to do with you and your computer today? Well, there's a video that's getting a lot of people very worried right now. The first time I saw this video was several months ago. It was actually originally posted on YouTube back in July of 2013. For some reason, suddenly it's gone viral. When I looked at it just about a week ago, it had been viewed around 50,000 times. And at this point, it's just about gone over the 100,000 views mark. In the past couple of weeks, I've had a few of my clients and friends contact me about it to see if what the guy was talking about in the video is really something we need to be aware of and to take action. So I figured, okay, it's time to dig into this a little deeper. If you want to actually watch the video, I have it on my website now at computertutorflorida.com/083. It's about 4.5 minutes long, and that's actually a little too long to be considered the ideal length for holding a viewer's interest, but I'm guessing a lot of people actually do watch it all the way through, mainly because the video is designed to scare you, and it's obviously scaring a lot of people. Here's what happens in this video. It's narrated by a guy named Bill. He's the one that created the video. In the video, you're basically looking at Bill's computer screen the whole time. First, he shows you some pictures he's taken. And these are all outside photos. There's a boat dock, a parking lot, a tree, that kind of thing. Then Bill says, okay, now watch what I do when I open these pictures on my computer. The program I'm using is a free program called IR FanView, which anyone can download. I can click here and here and here, and look at that. There are the GPS coordinates of the actual place I took the picture. In fact, watch this. I can click on this little button that says Google Maps and look at what it shows. There's a satellite picture of the parking lot, and that's the actual spot where I was standing when I took the picture. See right there? That's the tree that's in the picture. Then Bill goes on to really make the point he's actually trying to illustrate with the video. He says, now these are just pictures of inanimate objects that I took. No one really cares about that, but what if these pictures were pictures that you took and they were pictures of your kids playing in your front yard at your home? How many times have you posted pictures of your kids on Facebook or some other social media site? Well, what if someone downloaded those pictures and got your address and a satellite view of your house? And that's actually what scares a lot of people that watch this video. Just about everyone's on Facebook, and lots of people post pictures of themselves, their kids, their pets, their new car, whatever. So this is where people watching this video just get a little freaked out, and they tell everyone, hey, you have to watch this video, it's so scary, we all need to panic right now. That's not the reaction that I had. When I watched this video again recently, I decided, yes, it was worth some further investigation. For me, I'm always thinking about stuff like this that can make a good podcast topic, and if what he was saying in the video was true and happening regularly, then it's something I need to tell you about. I would also need to tell you how to prevent it from happening in order for you to stay safe and protect your family. Well, my first step in checking this out was to recreate the situation that Bill in the video was warning about. So I went to Facebook. As you know, there's never a shortage of pictures on Facebook to experiment with. I downloaded a few to my computer, and I already had the IR FanView software installed, so it was easy just to open up the photos in that program. But even though I followed the exact same procedure as Bill did in the video, something different happened when I did it. When I opened the pictures, I clicked to get the information, and the GPS coordinates were not listed. And there was no button to click on for Google Maps. I confirmed that this was what happened with every photo I got from Facebook. So why do you think this was happening? Do you think all my friends on Facebook are just so security conscious that they take out all the location information before they upload any photos? No, that's definitely not it. What happens is that Facebook automatically strips out that information whenever someone uploads a picture. So no matter what specific data is included with that photo about where it was taken, all of those details get removed by Facebook when you post it. So if you use Facebook, you don't have to worry about it. Well, that's definitely not what you hear when you watch this video. In fact, Bill mentioned Facebook more than once as a place you should be very cautious about uploading pictures because of this geotagging problem. And I'm not disagreeing with the point that you should be careful about the pictures you post on Facebook, but the thing about anyone being able to download your pictures and see exactly where they were taken just doesn't seem to be an issue at all. But we're not exactly in the clear yet. Yes, Facebook is extremely popular, but it's obviously not the only place that people can post personal photos. So I went and checked on some other photo sharing websites. Maybe you've heard of some of these places. Twitter, Flickr, Instagram, PhotoBucket, Pictify, Pinterest. Can you guess what all these sites have in common? That's it. They all strip out the geographical details from any photos that are uploaded by users. Maybe it's not quite time to start panicking about that video yet. You know, I even tried going to Google Images and just downloading some of those pictures, and I went to some personal family blog sites just showing people going on vacation. And I checked those images as well, and there was no geographic info in any of them. So then I had another idea. Rather than get an image from the internet, I'll just take a picture with my own phone. My phone that I use is the Samsung Galaxy Note 2. It takes great pictures, and I use it for GPS in my car all the time, so I know it at least has the potential to come through in this experiment. Since it was a nice sunny day right here in Florida, I went outside, took a few pictures. I came back inside, put them on my computer. Actually, by the time I came back inside, they were already on my computer since I have my phone automatically upload to Dropbox whenever I take a picture of something. So I opened up the pictures and looked for the geographical identifying information, and there was nothing there either. Here's why. In order for that information to be included with your picture, that option has to be turned on in the settings on your phone's camera. Mine was turned off. And in fact, I believe that option is probably turned off by default for most newer phones now. So to verify that this actually does work, I turned on the geotagging feature in my phone, went out, took a couple more pictures, and then opened those on my computer. And sure enough, there were the numbers, the latitude and longitude, even the Google Maps button, so I could click and see the exact spot where I was standing when I took the picture. So I guess the only thing to really be concerned about is if you turn this feature on in your phone and then forget to turn it off. But even then, if you upload it to Facebook or those other social media sites, the identifying information is stripped out anyway. But if you look at the comments on that YouTube video, there are a lot of people that watch it and freak out. I read a few comments such as people saying, "Ooh, scary stuff. Holy crap, I never knew this was possible. Amazing and scary at the same time." But now that you know the real story, you know there's really nothing to worry about. In fact, I can imagine that there actually would be some good practical use for this feature. For me, I'm thinking about sometime when I'm out running on a trail in the woods. Maybe I see something cool, like an interesting tree or an eagle's nest, then all I have to do is take a picture. When I get back home, I can look on Google Maps and see exactly where on the trail that was. This could be kind of handy for other runners to know where there's some types of wildlife have been spotted even. Here in Florida, we sometimes see panthers, wild boars, bobcats, deer, all kinds of animals. So when you're reporting things like that, it's great to be able to point to an exact spot on a map where you saw it. Of course, if I'm running along a trail and I suddenly come up to a mountain lion, my first thought is probably not to take a picture. Fortunately, that hasn't happened to me so far. Well, if you can think of any practical uses for the geotagging feature on your phone or your camera, I'd love to hear about it. You can always call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. So that's it for this week. As always, I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.